Welcome to Bible Talk with Andrew and Jimmy. I'm Jimmy Holland.
And I'm Andrew.
And we are so grateful that you are with us for another episode. Andrew, as is our custom now, how are you doing in fantasy football?
Well, I won last week. So this week is not looking good. I had my opponents had a couple of players play Thursday night. I believe it was Thursday night. And one of his players scored 30 points. It's hard to beat that, I'm telling you. It's so hard.
It is hard to beat that. I finally got our first negative criticism about the podcast, and it's from my buddy last week who I said I traded with him, and then the player I traded him for got hurt for him right away. He didn't appreciate that too much. He said that I rigged it. No, all joking aside,
it's a business. That's all it is. It's a business. It's not personal.
He got a good chuckle out of that, and I appreciated him listening to the podcast last week. But with that in mind, thank you guys for your feedback. And Andrew and I, we really do appreciate your comments because we said it last week, we'll say it again. We want this to be as helpful as it can be, and the best that it possibly can be. And so we can't do that, though, without feedback from y'all.
Yep, absolutely. So this week, we actually had a question submitted that we want to cover. I'm very excited about this question. I know Jimmy is, too, and it's something that really hits close to home a little bit. So I will tell you how the question was given to me, and it is, how do I create boundaries? That's a great question. And it deserves an answer, and we're going to do that. But, Jimmy, what do you think about when you think about boundaries?
I think there are a lot of relationship problems. There are a lot of mental health problems, emotional problems, that are the result of a lack of boundaries.
I agree.
And I think boundaries is one of those subjects that, especially as Christians, I think we misunderstand and struggle with.
Yeah. And there may be someone listening to this that may be questioning, what are boundaries? You know, I've never heard of this concept. But you said it, depression, stress, anxiety, all those things happen because we don't create boundaries.
Yeah.
And boundaries a lot of times is like a property at your house. You know, on the outside, it's respected, you know, in this country, that your property lines, that's your property.
That's your property.
That's why they're there. And somebody's on your property, they know that they're invading your privacy. It's the same thing with boundaries, but it's a little bit harder because those property lines are not seen.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. And, you know, we've all, I think, are familiar with situations. And living in the area that we live in, a lot of hunting goes on. And I know usually when I hear trespassing stories, it revolves around, you know, hunting.
Yeah.
But even with that, like, there are clear boundary lines, and you can still cross a boundary, but there are consequences and ramifications a lot of times of crossing them. And it's no different when we're talking about boundaries in our life. You know, when those boundaries, you know, people can cross those boundaries, I can set boundaries, but, you know, what's going to be the result of that? Or when those boundaries are crossed, there's still harmful consequences and ramifications,
right?
You know, for that. What do you think is the reason that boundaries are such a difficult struggle for people, especially for us as Christians? Why do you think it's so hard for us to set boundaries?
Well, from the Christian standpoint, I think guilt comes upon us. You know, we're supposed to be the hands and feet of Jesus. I'm a loving person. I'm kind. I need to be in a little bit of everything.
You know,
if somebody asks me to do something, it's a yes every time. It's hard for me to say no, and we'll talk about that later. But I think it's guilt of not helping someone.
I think it's 100% accurate. You know, you look at, I think the number one marriage conflict that I get asked about most often are in-laws.
Yeah.
In-laws overstepping. And not just one side, but, you know, it could be the husband's family, it can be the wife's family, but it's in-laws. And one of the main reasons you see grown children struggle when it comes to boundaries and their parents is because they guilt. You know, if I set a boundary with my parent, I'm doing something wrong. I'm not respecting my parents, or I'm not love. You know, it's a misunderstanding of that. So I'm with you 100%. I think guilt drives a lot of the driving force behind a lot of the reasons boundaries are misunderstood.
And it's not just Christians.
No.
You know, I think it's all of us.
I agree.
At some point, even if you're genuinely a good person, I think guilt is still the number one prime example of why boundaries is so hard to create.
Yeah.
And the next thing is just overstepping. You know, some people just don't respect those boundaries.
They don't.
And you have to be a little mean, you know, about it. And once we are mean about it, like, hey, this is that boundary you cross, then...
Well, and I think there's a difference between somebody thinking we're being mean and actually being mean.
Yeah.
You know, setting a boundary is not mean.
No.
And enforcing that boundary is... You can do it without being ugly or ungodly and without being mean. But some people, you can do it in the best possible way. And, you know, because they're not getting what they want, it's still going to be, you know, mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But, you know, you look at that of setting those boundaries and being mean and stuff. And how many bad situations have we gotten ourselves into because we don't want to say no?
You know, so
we,
many.
We think that word.
Like, even in my own life.
Yeah. We think it's a bad word, you know, but you know, the fact is there's nothing ungodly or sinful about boundaries. Is that fair to say?
That's fair. You know, God gives us a guide on those boundaries, and I can't wait to dive into those. But can you set boundaries? Yes, absolutely. That's not a bad thing.
No.
How do we create them? Hopefully we can answer that.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's start here. Let's remind ourselves that boundaries aren't sinful because we serve a God of boundaries. And
mm-hmm.
and you just said that God sets boundaries. And he does. You read Ephesians 4, for example. And we talked about this in our sermon last week, mm-hmm. last Sunday. But I was making the point in that sermon last week that there are negatives to Christianity, meaning that there are things that we have to say no to as Christians.
Mm-hmm.
That God has said, here is a line, you cannot cross that line. If you're going to be a Christian, a disciple, you have to say no to these things. That's a boundary.
Yep.
That's God saying, don't cross this.
Yes.
And is it sinful for him to do that?
Mm-hmm.
And is it sinful for him to mean what he says when he tells us, if you cross this line, this will happen.
Yeah.
You know, constantly. Is it sinful for him to do that? Then why is it sin? Why do we think it's sinful for us to do it?
Good point.
You know? And so we serve of God of boundaries. We're created in his image, which means we were created for boundaries as well.
Yeah.
And
how would you define boundaries?
Boundaries are, and I think the way you said it earlier is the best. Boundaries are property markers that you have set
mm-hmm.
that says we're not going to do this, or if we're going to have a relationship, it has to be within this.
Yep.
For example, there are, you know, it's getting to be the holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
I get so many. Over the years is a better way of saying that. I've had couples in my office, countless couples in my office, talking about holidays,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to spend the holidays, whose family are we going to spend the holidays with. I don't know how many of you have ever struggled with that, but that's a very common conversation. And you will have those who will say, we have to go to my parents' house because that's what we've always done it. And so if we don't, then it's going to cause all of these issues. And a boundary would be saying, this is our family. And so we're husband and wife. We're one flesh. This is our family. So we're going to make decisions that's best for our family.
Yeah.
And so we're going to set that with everybody else. We're going to agree on that together. We're going to set that. And we're going to enforce that as a team. Would you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. For example, say you have a neighbor who waters his lawn.
Yeah.
But whenever you turn on your sprinkler system, the water falls on his lawn. And so he goes outside and looks at his grass, and his grass is all green and nice. And you look at your grass, and it's brown and starting to fry itself a little bit. And I think after a while, eventually you would turn that sprinkler around to make it hit your grass. But as it stands now, your neighbor is irresponsible and happy, and you are responsible and miserable.
Yeah.
And so there's got to be, you know, a boundary there, and we need to create those boundaries of, again, you're going to turn that sprinkler around at some point, and then your neighbor's going to look at his grass, and he's going to be living in dirt.
Yeah.
And then he's going to feel that irresponsible feeling and probably a little bit of misery, and he's going to try to do something about his lawn.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, boundaries are there to protect. Like, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact is, and I'm mentioning in-laws a lot because that seems to be the number one issue where boundaries are the hardest. But it's not just in-laws. There's friends. There's just people in general, coworkers, that they have no concept of boundaries. But the whole point is it's to protect. Mm-hmm. And
well, it defines what is me and what's not.
Yeah.
You know, it's taking responsibility for you.
It absolutely.
And it's not, it sounds selfish. And again, that's probably number two, guilt and selfishness to me. But it's not. You know, you need to figure out who you are and what your boundaries are and go from there. And you'll live a lot healthier lifestyle.
Well, I think it's we feel selfish, which makes us feel guilty.
Yeah.
You know, because we're looking out for ourselves. But, and I know you've read this book before because we talked about it, but one of my favorite books, and I would encourage anybody to read this book, is Boundaries by John Townsend and Henry Cloud and John Townsend. Both of them are psychologists, psychiatrists. They write this book, though, from a biblical point of view, which I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they do a really good job. But in that book, Boundaries, they talk about the fact that we don't set boundaries to hurt other people. We set boundaries to protect what's important. Mm-hmm. There's a distinction there. Like what we said earlier, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm not trying to be hateful. But I'm trying to protect what's most important. And think about it. I can't give you what I don't have. So if I spread myself too thin, then I can't be of help to you anyway,
right?
Of service to you anyway. And so we've got to understand that. You know, you look at Jesus, and I'm trying to think of I know it's in the Gospels, and I can't think of the verse. It just left me. But we're told that Jesus went off early in the mornings by himself to pray.
Yeah.
You know, and even when he walked on water, you know, he sent the apostles away, and I'm going to go pray. You know, he had just found out about John the Baptist being beheaded and all of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but the point still being, Jesus needed time for himself, and you see him taking time for himself.
Yeah.
And there wasn't anything wrong for him in doing that.
Nope. So, you know, you were actually kind of referencing Galatians 6, I think, a little bit there. You know, we are responsible to others and for ourselves. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens. And the question, you know, probably arose, Andrew, you know, we're supposed to help each other and be kind. Galatians 6. And that's exactly right. But, you know, if we look at the Greek, we'll understand those meanings. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens. This verse shows our responsibility to others. But then you have Galatians 6:5, says that each one should carry their own load. So everyone has a responsibility to themselves. But that Greek word for burden means excess burden. Burdens that are so heavy they weigh on us like boulders a little bit. But that Greek word for load is your daily load.
Yeah.
You know, that you can carry. And so many times we end up carrying the boulder on our backs. And then, like you said, once we do that, we can't handle anybody else.
Yeah.
We're already no help to you because we're carrying the boulders.
Well, and you look at those situations where people are wanting help, and I like how you referenced Galatians 6, but, you know, you even look at verse 10, as you have opportunity, do good unto all men, especially those of the household of faith. All same passage, you know, right there. And when you read it all together, the context does not allow for you to understand that bearing one another's burdens means that if you're bearing my burdens, you do all the work and I do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and when you have those who struggle with boundaries, recognizing boundaries, mm-hmm. it's because they are being selfish. The person enforcing the boundaries isn't the one being selfish. It's the one that keeps crossing those boundaries and ignoring it because they're only concerned about themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why do so many people push boundaries like that? It's because they want other people to do all the work and they don't, you know, like they don't want any responsibility for themselves. It's everybody else's.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to be harsh when I say that. It just tends to be the case.
Yeah, it tends to be the case. And that's the very nature of boundaries. Mm-hmm. You know, they come from God. You know, He tells us who He is and who He's not. He's love, not darkness, 1 John 4:15. God limits what He will allow in His yard.
Yeah.
So the question you ask, you know, why do we think it's sinful to create boundaries?
You know, you look at 1 Corinthians 6:9, do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? That's a boundary.
Yes, it is. Yep. And we're well aware of that. We just don't click it with a boundary, so to speak.
And He's not hateful when He does it.
No.
When He sets those boundaries. Like, He's done everything He has. And I think that is another misconception for boundaries is being mean. And we've referenced and talked about this a little bit. But, you know, when somebody crosses a boundary, I don't enforce it by jumping all over them or screaming and yelling and being ugly. Mm-hmm. You know, it's still biblical principles that we're applying. Like Matthew 18. You know, they cross that boundary, I go to them and talk to them as a, you know, to try to gain a brother, you know, as Matthew 18 talks about. So, and I'm not going to get something off my chest or to let them know how I feel because I've already forgiven them. I've given up that right for repayment or that bitterness and resentfulness. And so, so what does it sound like when you enforce a boundary? It's not a, hey, You mean, ugly, horrible person. No, it's, listen, I want a relationship with you. But if we're going to have a relationship with each other, then this is what's going to have to happen. And if you're not okay, that's fine. But I can't, you know, we can't have a relationship unless, you know, you're not forcing anything on anybody. Mm-hmm. You're leaving the ball in their court. You're letting them know, hey, I want a relationship, but it can only happen.
Yeah.
Within this. And so, you know, it's really their choice whether they're going to recognize it or not.
And to that point, you know, boundaries are not walls. The Bible doesn't say to be walled off, but think about it this way. We are to be in community with one another, but in every community, all members have their own space and property. So I think, you know, to your point, we need to be clear that boundaries are just those lines that we set for us. They're not walls. It doesn't mean you keep people out of your life. But it does mean that those people should have respect for where you draw that line.
Well, and 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Test yourself. And we have to do that to make sure we're in the faith. Like, you know, and that's what the whole verse says. You know, am I really following Jesus or am I doing something else? Because there are times where we think we're on course and we're really not. And so we need to check ourselves from time to time. But excuse me. But Paul says, examine yourselves. We still got to do that with boundaries too, because what we may figure out is, you know, a boundary that I've set is way too stiff. Like it's way too like that. I've taken it too far. So I need to dial that boundary back.
Mm-hmm.
Or we may find, all right, that boundary is much too low. I need to raise it up a little bit, you know? And because to your point, we're trying to figure out what's best, like to be best for us, you mm-hmm. know, to, you know, because if, and it's, it doesn't just affect me, it affects everybody. And if I'm in a place where I'm not constantly stressed out and I'm not constantly, you know, just anxious over I'm in a much better place to serve and to help.
Yes.
And going to be a better husband. I'm going to be a better father. I'm going to be a better friend, all of those things. And so we have to, you know, it's part of it. Part of setting boundaries is reevaluating those boundaries.
Exactly.
Is this good? Is this best? And I want to say this, you know, we'll talk more about boundaries in another episode, our next episode, mm-hmm. because as you said, this is going to be a two-parter for sure.
Well, just to keep them on their toes, you know, there's a ton to cover You know, it's emotional distance, consequences, relationships, abusive relationships. You know, all those things I think we need to cover.
Absolutely.
When it comes to boundaries. But I think ultimately what we want to tell our viewers or our listeners is God truly makes for a better life.
He does.
And boundaries is one way he has done that for us.
Absolutely. But it's and to that point, and what I wanted to say, and with everything that we've talked about, and with even before this episode, you know, you talk about forgiveness, you talk about bitterness, you talk about doubt. Like, we talk about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And all of the things that we talk, like the godly thing, the right thing, it's easier said than done.
Yep.
You know, it's easy to talk about boundaries, not so easy to put them into place and to enforce them. And, you know, it's not so easy even to reevaluate those boundaries, you know. But it takes work. It takes effort. Serving God takes a lot of work. It takes effort. But to your point, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And it works out so much better when we do it His way.
Yep. Well, when you read, you know, you reap what you sow in Galatians 6:7, you either define yourself in relation to that reality or continue to be injured if you try to go against it.
Yeah.
You know, it's both ways, Galatians 6:7. You reap what you sow, but to be in accord with reality and God does truly create a better life. And that's what we want to do.
Absolutely. And when we stay within God's boundaries, what happens? Jesus said in John 10, we have a life and we have it more abundantly.
Yep.
When there are proper boundaries and relationships, and those boundaries are respected, then a husband and wife relationship is going to improve.
Mm-hmm.
A child parent relationship is going to improve. Relationship with in-laws or co-workers. But again, that is when their boundaries are healthy and it's approached from a godly point of view.
Absolutely.
Well, do you want to end with a prayer for us?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you're a Father and that you love us. We thank you for this avenue of prayer that we have. We pray for each and every person that listens to this podcast. Maybe they're going through something that they need to create a boundary for. We pray that you'd be with them and to give them the comfort that they need and the guidance and the motivation to be able to create those boundaries. We're thankful for Jimmy. We're thankful for all that you do for us. And these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Love you. Thank you.
See ya.